The FBI faces new questions about its security measures. A book by Washington Post reporter David Vise contains stunning revelations about Robert Hansen, one of the most damaging spies in U.S. history. Hansen was responsible for supervising Russian counterintelligence at the FBI. The book is called The Bureau and the Mole, and NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
This is what the then FBI director, Louis Freeh, said earlier this year after they finally caught Robert Hansen.
None of the internal information or personnel security measures in place alerted those charged with internal security as to his activities. In short, the trusted insider betrayed his trust without detection.
But with all the revelations in this new book, and there are many, the most startling may be this. By David Vise's account, there were plenty of signs that Hansen was untrustworthy, including a direct accusation against him from another agent more than a decade before the Bureau finally uncovered his betrayals. The full cost to U.S. national security is still not known, but in an appendix to his book, David Vise lists 5 pages of secrets that Hansen sold to the Soviets and the Russians, and hearing them, you cannot imagine anything more secret.
The biggest single thing he gave up was something called the continuity of government plan. That's the secret plan the United States has for how the president, the Congress, the government will survive and continue to operate in the event of a nuclear first strike. So by doing so, he actually, theoretically at least, increased the risk of nuclear war.
What else?
He gave up the Holy of Holies, which is the National Intelligence Program budget that says exactly what the United States is planning on everything related to intelligence. He also gave up something called COINS, which is the Community Online Intelligence System.
So that we could talk secret stuff back and forth amongst ourselves and the Russians couldn't tap into it. He gave that away.
He gave that to the Russians, but here's the twist. Hansen sold the Russians this tracking system. Someone in Russia, U.S. intelligence believes, passed this on to Osama bin Laden. And so the Hansen family was aghast on September 11th for fear that Robert Hansen would be blamed for the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history and be blamed for the fact that bin Laden had been a fugitive from justice for so long.
Well, it sounds as though he does bear some of the blame, or could.
If U.S. intelligence is accurate, that's possible. But on September 11th, Bonnie Hansen got a phone call, his wife, from the FBI, saying, "Your husband is not responsible for the tragedy that has come to the United States with the deaths at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania."
That call from an FBI agent, the reporter says, may have been meant to comfort Bonnie Hansen, who was horrified by what her husband had done. But according to David Vise, some U.S. intelligence analysts continue to believe Osama bin Laden got secrets that the Russians got from Hansen, and probably used them to avoid detection. Robert Hansen's entire life, David Vise says, is a story of secrets, lies, betrayals, and deviance. It began in his boyhood in the 1950s, the son of a tough Chicago cop.
As a young boy, he was abused by his father, both physically and emotionally. Emotionally, the best example I can give you is his dad took him for his driving test when he turned 16, and his dad secretly bribed the person administering the test to flunk his own son because he didn't want his son to get too big for his britches.
He may have rebelled, but Robert Hansen was also always seeking approval from authority figures, David Vise reports. He followed his father into the Chicago police force, then joined the FBI. He did well there, but never quite as well as he thought he should have. There was never enough approval, despite Hansen's deep knowledge of spycraft. The subject fascinated him from his student days. An early hero was the notorious British double agent Kim Philby, and soon enough, Robert Hansen was following Philby's example.
What triggered him was a lifelong dream to live out, I think, what he saw on the big screen when he saw James Bond. It was about ego. Robert Hansen is a fractured ego seeking recognition. He moved to New York from his first assignment in a field office in Indianapolis and moved as quickly as he could into Russian intelligence. Suddenly he had something valuable to sell. He began selling those secrets to Russian military intelligence. His wife caught him in their apartment in New York, and she thought he was writing a love letter to another woman because she had once caught him cheating on her early in their marriage. He told her he was not writing a love letter, that he was sending information to the Russians. She became very obviously angry at him about that. And he said, oh, don't worry, it's no big deal. I'm tricking them. I'm selling the Russians useless information. And she said, we need to go see a priest. Both of them were members of Opus Dei, which is a Catholic sect. And the priest says, you don't have to turn yourself in, but you need to take the money and give it to charity and never do this again. And so he gives the money away to the charities of Mother Teresa and promises not to spy again in the future. As we know, he concealed what he did in the future from his wife very effectively.
But you reveal in this book that the FBI had an incredible chance to catch this guy in 1990 because his wife's brother, who is also an FBI agent, learns that suddenly there's a lot of money floating around the house, concludes that Robert Hansen is probably spying for the Russians, and tells the FBI.
I would say the most startling revelation in doing this book was to learn he was delivered on a silver platter by his brother-in-law, Mark Walk, who was an FBI agent in Chicago, saw there was too much money around, had a sense that something was going awry, and he risked all of his family relationships and went to his superiors in Chicago and said, my brother-in-law, Robert Hansen, needs to be investigated for possible espionage. And that was in 1990, and the Bureau didn't bring him down till 2001.
Washington Post reporter David Vise. His new book about FBI double agent Robert Hansen is The Bureau and the Mole. We called the FBI for comment. A spokesman familiar with the investigation confirmed that the Bureau knew about the accusation against Robert Hansen, but concluded there was nothing to it. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, our conversation with David Vise continues, including shocking details of what the FBI overlooked, the lies and the sex. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.